Matter of fact, we would most likely still have one continent, just like they used to have billions of years ago. If the earth were not at its core, if the earth were cool at its core, there would be no earthquakes, yes, but life on earth as we know it would probably fade away and we would be left with a dead planet. So, question. When cities build on fault lines and there is an earthquake that kills people, by the way, a fault line, I should say, is when two plates of the crust are together and that's where they slip and move. That's a fault line, all right? So when cities build on a fault line and there is an earthquake that kills people, does that mean God caused his judgment to come down upon them? All right, everybody together. No! It means that the city built on a fault line. Period. See, it's pretty simple when you put it like that. Does that mean when a home or a community is built in a river's or a creek's floodplain, when there is a flood, that God has sent God's judgment upon them? No! It means that the floodplain is called a floodplain for a reason. Folks, flood. Anyway, forget it. All right. You see, one thing is built upon another. You see, humans, for some reason, have short memories. And cities literally cover up fault lines and build homes on them. Why do we do this? Why do we do this? Greed and to earn a buck. Right? We do things for the wrong reasons. Those cities know that there's a fault line there and that one day it's going to come tumbling down. The very thing that destroys homes and communities and floodplains is the very thing that makes our ground so fertile. Do you realize that? If we didn't have floods, we wouldn't have those beautiful farming grounds that are so fertile. It is the very forest that over tens of thousands of years has carved out the Grand Canyon that we stand on the edge of and go, glory to God, this is amazing. The sun, the very thing that heats the earth and causes weather patterns, which sometimes causes tornadoes and hurricanes, which burns our skin when we're out in it too much, is the very thing that creates rain and cleans our atmosphere. It's the very thing that allows plants to create oxygen, which supports animal life. Through photosynthesis, the sun and green plants take carbon dioxide, which we breathe out, and they create oxygen, which we need to support life. Yes, God designed these things. What is the other option? You see, one thing is built upon another, isn't it? Without one thing, another falls apart. That should be one word. Another falls apart. And in the end, this planet could not support life. All right, miscellaneous disasters. Much more difficult. Things happen to people every day that seem unexplainable. Examples like car accidents that kill family members coming home from vacation, or a couple going on their honeymoon. Remember Flight 800 several years ago that blew up off the coast, off the East Coast? One of the folks, now listen to this, one of the folks who lost a family member in that crash said on national television, "I cannot believe in a God who lets something like this happen."